Blog Talk Radio.
Man, Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. I don't even know what day it is. It's like July 2nd, July 1st. Happy July. Happy July 2nd. Oh, thank you, DJ C. Simon. You can talk. What's going on, people? I'm getting y'all that because I don't know what day it is. Hey, I'm on vacation. I'm in an undisclosed location. My people's hit me up. Said, come on out to the mountains. So we're in the mountains with the bears. I was told to bring guns, and I was told to lock the doors because bears will open your car. So that's the situation I'm in tonight. I hope you can hear us. There's not a lot of reception up here, but it is beautiful. Make America great again. We are in that country. There's a lot of Trump signs up there. Not sure if we ordered takeout, if it wouldn't get spit on. I'm not rocking the Black Lives Matter T-shirt up here because I don't think I survive. But I hope wherever you are, things are good. Hope you're in good spirits. It's beautiful up here in the mountains of Georgia. Welcome to episode, like 352 is the guest book. If you ever seen the show, the guest book, it's kind of where I'm at. I'm in the cabin. We're going to see if a lot of random shit can happen. Kids are running around crazy. Walked in, drinks are flowing. No one's ate a thing. There's been whiskey drank, beer drank, vodka drank, and we just going to enjoy the time tonight. I got a lot of good people. I got my fam in town. CJC, sorry, you want to say hello?
Good evening. What's up?
Good, good, good. And I got my brother and sister here. I don't know if they're going to join the show. If they come closer, they can join the show. But they might not hear y'all from all the way over there. I got my man in the building. We're going to call him back. Hello. Westside gun in the building. Good to have you. Good to have you. What's your rapper name, TT? Ten to T's in the. Say what's up, sis. Say what's up to the offering.
What's up, everyone?
Good to have everybody. As always, you can hit us up on Facebook. I never respond. You can hit us up on Instagram. I never respond. You can hit us up on Twitter. I forgot the password to that. My brother's supposed to be figuring out the password because he set it up. So I won't respond on that either, but I do appreciate the comments. I do appreciate all the stuff that comes in, all the comments. I'm going to get right to it. I got my man, Young Scrappy, on the line. Young Scrappy, what's good?
Hey, what's good, brother? Just another week. Glad you got there safe. Glad you had some time to spend with the family. It's good to see you all getting together. But, yeah, nothing major happening here. Looking forward to another good conversation.
Sounds good, sounds good. I got my brother Blur on the line. Blur, what's popping in the Midwest? Blur, you out there? You hear us? All right, let me push you.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, there you go. Hold on, I just
put the man in the.
Hey, you got to start all over. I had to put you on mute. I was ready to catch you up on the next line. What's up, Blur? Welcome to the offering, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Man, doing great, man. Thanks for having me on, man. It's just popping out here in the Midwest. Literally, I don't know if it's gunshots or fireworks or a mixture of both, but I fucking love it.
Why would you love it if it's gunshots?
Because, man, that's like a stress release, man. If somebody got to bust a few shots to relieve some stress, as long as they're shooting in the air or something, as long as they ain't shooting at nobody.
Okay, I feel you. Well, in the words of Biggie, stay low and keep firing, keep extra clips for extra shit. So be safe out there in St. Louis. We're going to get right to it, man. It's a lot of things that happened this week. I will tell you about my trip up here, man, because the mountains are crazy, though. I don't know how people live up here in the wintertime. Yeah, see? Hey, are y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man, up here.
Yeah, I thought you were trying, like, a new technique to try to spark some conversation by just not saying shit.
You thought I was going to start a conversation by not saying, yo, the phone just dropped. We are literally in the mountain. They tell you that, you know, service is going to be sketchy. But when I called in, it was good. But I guess, I don't know, I guess I said something that offended some people out there on the, I guess once I brought up Black Lives Matter, they shut me down, man.
Yeah, I thought you did like Cam, and you was gonna come back and say, "See what I did? I just took the last few bars off."
Nah, I was still going, man. But I appreciate y'all staying on the line, man. I'm gonna get to everybody else in a minute. But let's just jump into these topics, man. So, the first topic, okay, I got DJ C Siren here. I got rapper T. We'll get
Tennessee.
But she's from Georgia. Why is it? I mean, I don't know. We'll have that conversation in a minute. Let's get to sports. Cam Newton to the Patriots. Wow, blockbuster move. It really wasn't blockbuster in total because, man, take a seat. West Side Gun, man, relax. I see you poured another cup. That's what I like to see. You're on vacation. So Cam Newton goes to the Patriots. It seems like a blockbuster move, but no one wanted Cam Newton for the last months, like last, what, 6-7 months? He signed a one-year deal. It looks like it's for the minimum. But people are saying that Bill Belichick did it again. If Cam Newton is healthy, and the last time, I mean, let's be honest, the last time we seen Cam Newton healthy, he was the MVP of the league. So if Cam Newton takes the Patriots to another Super Bowl, you know, it helps him out because, you know, he's only on a one-year deal. You know, he'll get that whole free agency money. But, you know, I want to get y'all opinion. All you guys are sports fans, Scrap, Blur, my man West Side Gun, y'all are big sports fans. So, Young Scrap, what you think about the Cam Newton move?
I mean, like you said, I mean, Bill Belichick did it again. I mean, I can't fault the Patriots for holding out and then giving the league minimum to Cam. I mean, I never thought I would hear that Cam Newton is going to make this little amount of guaranteed money. I mean, it's crazy. So was it 550? He's getting 550K guaranteed. That's it. I think it's something like almost $6 million in incentives, and he's got some in-game bonus, you know, per-game roster bonuses, stuff like that. But, I mean, overall, a lot of that's not guaranteed. I would really be curious to see if there was more interest in Cam, if it wasn't COVID and, like, there was some more, you know, some more consistency in terms of, like, how the season's going to go. I think that might have scared some people off, like, I'm not going to deal with that and then we don't play a full season and then he wants his money. I don't know. But, I mean, it's a steal. It's been a while since Cam's been playing at a high level. So, I mean, what was that, 2015? That was a hot minute ago. In the life of a quarterback, 3 or 4 years, that's a big deal. So I know he's worth a lot more than this. So it says a lot about the league that that nobody was willing to take a shot on him. But, you know, big up to the Patriots. That's they do what they do.
Blur, what you got?
I'm not really that surprised. I mean, I'm happy for Cam. I mean, I ain't going to buy a jersey of another man, but, like, if he's selling, like, T-shirts or something, I might get one. I'm happy for him, but I wasn't really surprised at New England getting him or the lack of interest from other teams. New England was one of the only teams I felt that really could get him. I mean, if you look around the league, most people are pretty much set at quarterback for one reason or another. Not like their quarterbacks are better than Cam, but there's a lot of young quarterbacks out there. And I don't think you're going to bring in – I know the Patriots didn't say a lot for him, but you're not going to bring in – an injured, expensive, popular veteran when you got a young quarterback, you try to see if we can take that step. I was thinking, like, Denver and maybe the Jets might have been the only other team. I feel like they could give up on their quarterback now. Like, yo, just let them go. I mean, Sam Darnold's not going to be anything, so bring in Cam Newton. But outside of that, I felt like everybody else was set at quarterback except for New England.
West Side Gun?
You know, me being from the east side of Buffalo.
Yeah, represent. Buffalo Kids in the building. Benny the Butcher.
I'm glad for Cam. He got a spot. But Bill Belichick, he know how to pull it together. He going to find the scrappiest of the scrappiest, the no-name of the no-name, and pull it together, and they're going to work together as a team. So I'm afraid right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Being in the AFC East.
Your kids was on with Tom going to Tampa and New England having that new quarterback, Buffalo was set to take the reins of the AFC East. Yeah. And then New England scooped up an MVP at quarterback.
Right. I'm skeptical of what's going to happen.
I mean, he still got a good shot. You never know. Cam could still suck.
He could, but for some reason, I think they're going to make him look better.
DJ C. Siren, you love Cam Newton.
I do.
You think he's a sexy guy with his terrible Gumby hair.
I do.
And his one big dreadlock that has formed together.
Even when he dresses like a auntie, I just still support Cam.
And that supports my theory that all women are homosexual.
Whatever. No, so, I mean, I want him to thrive. I want him to still be, you know, a high-level quarterback and play at a high level and kind of not prove people wrong, but, you know, all the talk at the end of last season was, you know, we were about to forget about Cam Newton, and he wasn't going to be doing much. So for him to enter a franchise that, you know, known to win, known to put people in good positions to win, you know, I'm happy about that. It is upsetting that it's the Patriots because I don't like the Patriots. But, you know, Black Lives Matter, Black quarterbacks matter.
So that racism in the sport.
Yeah. And so it trumps my dislike of the Patriots. So, you know, I would like for him to shine.
I mean, I feel like Cam's got a raw deal. And Scrap, I was just going back to listen to just so we could talk about the contract number. So Newton's base salary is for the 2020 season is $1 million, with $550,000 guaranteed as signing. Mm. The incentives can make him get up to an additional $6.5 million. Now, you said that Cam Newton hasn't been good since 2017, and that was a minute ago. I mean, if you think about it, he only played two games last year, right? So that's a wash. The year before that, 2018, he played 14 games. He got hurt at the end of the season. I'm looking at his stats now. They weren't bad. I mean, his QB rate was a 94.2, which isn't great, but, I mean, it's probably top 10 in the league. I would have to look at what everybody else's rating was. But over 90 is close to 95. You're still talking about top 10 in the league. The completion percentage was at 60%. That's pretty low. But for Cam Newton, that's actually on average. Even the year that he won MVP, it was still 59.8. When Cam Newton's healthy, he makes a difference, right? The question is Cam Newton healthy? And if Cam Newton is healthy, it's a spit in the face to only give him a minimum contract. And the fact that no one even looked at him, like, even as an Eagle fan, I look at our QB situation with Wentz. I love Wentz. That's my quarterback. I give you the Terrell Owens tears all the time. But he does get hurt. If we could have got Cam Newton for the minimum, get my backup body for $500,000. Why in 32 teams was only 31, but why all 31 teams opted out of giving him a former MVP a minimum contract? We can get into the whole race discussion. We can have that.
Throw the laptop.
Yeah, he did still.
I don't think it's race, man.
But let me ask you this. Before we get into the bigger subjects of it, let me ask you, Young Scrappy, what's your prediction? Let me ask you this. Does Cam Newton start next year, or does the other kid, what's his name? Damn, I just had it.
Yeah, I think you just answered your own question because you don't even know the guy's name. Stidham? What is that his name?
Yeah,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who the fuck is that guy? Yeah, I think Blur had a good point. You know, I didn't really like break down all the rosters. I'm getting rusty because we don't have any sports. You know, I'm starting to like read obscure magazines on like Good Housekeeping and stuff like that because I got nothing else to watch. But I think there aren't a lot of teams that even needed a quarterback, so he's right. But I also think with Cam, he's got to have the right coach. Like, you already know the history with Cam and college and transferring, and I think Ron Rivera, what scares me being a Giants fan is Ron Rivera was such a good matchup, such a good mentor coach for Cam, and I think he's going to do the same thing in D.C. It scares me to say that, but he's going to turn that franchise around because they got nowhere else to go. But I think of the teams that needed a quarterback, I mean, you have to have the right type of coach. And, you know, Belichick is not Ron Rivera, but I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to start because they got no choice.
Blur, what you got? Oh, but hold on. Before I go to you, Blair, but Young Scrap, what's your prediction? I want to get predictions from you guys. And I should be writing it down, but I've had whiskey. Now I'm on vodka, so I'm not going to write down anything. But I want to know what your prediction is with Cam Newton and New England Patriots next year.
You talking record?
Yeah.
I say 10-6.
10-6.
I mean, I mean, that's a different type of offense. Like, he hasn't worked with Josh McDaniels. Like, this is uncharted waters in New England right now. It's not going to be business as usual. It's not the same. They're going to be good, but I mean, I don't got them like winning the East.
Oh, don't. Who do you have winning the East?
Buffalo.
And my man Westside Gun pointed right at the computer like, say it. Man, he's from New York too. He's a New York homer, man. You can't trust me.
I'm telling you, man. They building something special out there. They building a future, you know, a future Super Bowl loser out there in Buffalo again. So that's good. I mean, they get right back to where they were.
Blur, what you got? Yeah, what's your predictions with Cam Newton and New England?
I ain't seen the schedules yet, so it's gonna be a little rough. The Patriots don't got a good team. Their roster is not. It's not great right now, and I think Brady, even though I don't like him, I do think he covered up a lot of mistakes and a lot of lesser talent, especially on the offense. Now, Bill Belichick, he's definitely going to have the defense right, and I think that might be enough with Cam. I'll give him about 9-10 wins as well. I think the 10-6, I'm going to go with that as well.
Man, y'all low ball him on that. All right, what's that go? What you got?
I would give them. I mean that 10-6, that 10 games sound about right, I think.
And what do you think your Buffalo kids are gonna do? Y'all both can be 10-6.
Yeah, I think if we played them twice a year, I think we'll win one of them.
Okay.
So that
split.
Would be, yeah. So I think it'll be a split. And I think, you know, the other teams, the Jets and the Dolphins in the East.
The Dolphins ain't bad, man.
I don't know
if Tua Tagovailoa is going to play this year. But the Dolphins, y'all AFC East is on the come up. I actually like Sam Darnold. I don't know what we're talking about. I like Sam Darnold a lot. I think the Jets do have to add more people to the roster. But I think Miami's on the come up. Miami played a lot of people tough. They played y'all tough twice last year. Even one when Sam Darnold was out, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I give him like 10 wins.
10 wins. So everybody got 10 wins. What do you got there, DJC Siren? Do you even care? What do you think that kid with the one gummy braid is going to do? Are you predicting MVP? A lot of blouses? A lot of blouses? Game blouses?
Definitely a lot of blouses. A lot of What's the pants?
A lot of
capri pants.
A lot of ankles out. Shout out to my brother Minivan. He's in Atlanta with rapper Tennity and Westside Gun, and he posted a picture with him with his ankles out, and I had to text my brother to make fun of him. Like, put your ankles away.
I think socks are making a comeback though, so maybe not as many neck and ankles, but we still got the loafers.
I don't understand how people wear shoes without socks. Don't your feet end up stinking?
He has to stink.
They have a no-show
sweat.
They have those for guys, too.
No-show
baby
socks?
Baby powder in your shoes, Gun. Come on, man.
What'd you say?
What'd you say, put some baby powder in them sweaty-ass shoes, man.
Rapper Tennessee, do you care about Cam Newton in the NFL?
really.
I want to know how you got. I want to know how you got the name rapper Tennessee being from Georgia. I feel like, yeah, go ahead, yo. My man Westside Gun getting some ice in the background. Hey, we got a lot of Buffalo cats on tonight. I'm gonna get back to your rap name in a minute. I just want to my man's on. We got a lot of Timberlands on the call tonight. My man New York, as always, bless you, my brother. Welcome to the show, man. I saw you calling earlier, but I was just making my rounds.
Most definitely, and make sure to know that the Tim's is untied.
All y'all wear Tim's untied? Yo, I had Young Scrappy try to fight me in a pair of Tim's. I don't know what's up. What's wrong with you, New York kids? You gotta wear sneakers. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, I think I tried to fight you in multiple types of footwear, so I don't think Tim's had anything to do with it.
New York, how you holding up tonight, my brother? You care about Cam Newton going to, I'm still amazed that you don't really watch sports, but I'll ask you. You care about Cam Newton going to the Patriots?
Nah, not really. And I'm in a hater mode right now, so I'm going to say he ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, you can't be hating on people, man. You the one youth that I have faith in. What are you hating on right now, man? Life is good for you, man. New York's going
down.
COVID, everyone's going up. Y'all doing good, man.
If I had to put money on somebody. Oh, yeah, Jadakiss definitely won that. I'm biased on that one. But, I mean, that was clear as day. You could tell by the way that Fabulous started the whole joint off with that one song. I was just feeling it.
Okay. All right, we definitely gonna get to that. But okay, so let's just close out the Cam Newton thing. So my prediction, I agree with Blair. New England's roster isn't that great, but if Cam Newton is healthy, I'm sorry, my man Westside Gunn. I root for your kids. My man, Russell down there at A. I love y'all, your Buffalo. I got a lot of fam. I got a lot of love in Buffalo, man. But I think New England wins the division again if Cam's healthy. The last time we seen him healthy, he was the MVP. And you put him with the greatest coach of all time, I honestly feel like he puts up better numbers than Brady.
If he doesn't do good, he's going, like, crying and whining on the floor.
If he doesn't do good, he's out the league.
You're going to see him whining and crying.
Yeah. I mean, he'll have a blouse on. So at least it'll look.
That's okay, whining and crying.
I mean, I'm not going to get into a sexist conversation. But – I mean, if
I don't think he's out the league if he don't do good, though.
Say that again?
I don't think he's out the league if he don't do good. I still think he got enough of a name. And even if he doesn't perform well, he's got enough raw talent. And he can go be a backup for a lot of years.
But right now he's signing on to be a backup. He's an ex-MVP who's coming off an injury-riddled season. If he doesn't play well, they're going to say that his shoulder never healed, his foot never healed. No one took a chance on him this year when he was at least good 2 years ago. Why on earth would you think someone's going to take a chance on him after he's considered healed and have a bad year?
Because I think right now, the injuries ain't really the issue. I think right now people don't know. That's why I can't, like, you can't bring him in D.C. You can't bring him in Jacksonville because he's such a big talent and he might be good enough to take the spot from your young quarterback. But if you know that he don't got it no more and that he could just be a quarterback, like when Vic was in Pittsburgh, like Vic was still popular, but everybody knew he ain't got it no more. He's only a backup. He'll come in and perform well for a game or two, three at the most, but he's not strong enough to get you through a whole season.
But that's not the conversation.
If he goes through this year and he starts, and his arm looking weak. I mean, he's still, what, 6'6", 3-something? You can still have him on the backup and go goal line. Like, he may not be able, like, Brady, his arm ain't there right now either. But he got enough skill to work around it. I think if he come out and he show people, like, yo, he's not a starting quarterback no more. Right now, still people are still looking at him as a starter. Like, no one expected him to go to New England and be a backup. Like, no matter what team he was going to, you were expecting him to compete for a starting job. If you bring him somewhere knowing he's a backup, and that's, again, saying he come in and he just underperforms.
DJ C Simon, go ahead.
I was just going to bring up what Tennessee said. I think it has more, especially because he's a black quarterback. Here I go.
You're bringing the racism. Why are you icing people so racist?
It depends on, I feel like it depends. It depends on his attitude. Like, even if he has a lackluster season, if he's halfway decent and he doesn't pull the crybaby stunts that he has in the past, I think people will be willing to bring him back. I think that's all they're concerned about.
Look, I don't.
Is he easy to work with?
I don't understand why Cam has a bad rap. Ben Roethlisberger, please don't sue me. This is a nice little radio show I do. But let's be honest, Ben Roethlisberger was raping people in the bathroom. Because Cam Newton celebrates, like Cam Newton never got in trouble. Even if you talk about him with the stealing of the laptop in college, I hate to tell y'all, but as a college athlete, and young Scrappy can attend to this, you get free stuff that you know that isn't probably above board, but it looks like that no one cares. And if you broke, you don't give a shit. Look at Jameis Winston with the crab leg. So when Cam Newton stole the laptop, like, Cam Newton didn't transfer from Florida because he stole a laptop. Cam Newton transferred from Florida because Tim Tebow, record-wise, is the greatest college QB we've ever seen in our lifetime. He's not the best QB throwing the arm and stats and all that, but when it comes to record and the things he's accomplished, Tim Tebow is the greatest QB in college history. Cam Newton transferred because of that and went to Auburn and killed. He didn't transfer because of a stolen laptop.
But on that same attitude and all that stuff, I think Bill Belichick has the same effect on players that Jordan had on Dennis Rodman. Like, he's able to bring them in.
But there's nothing. But my argument, there's nothing to bring in Cam.
It's
Cam's
like,
never done
it. Like when Randy Moss came in the Patriots, remember?
Yeah, Randy Moss never did anything. I'll argue with people about that. It's just black outspoken people that give white people. Some white people. I'm not giving all white. I'm not labeling all white people.
Nah. First off, Randy Moss hit a woman with his car and tried to drag her. So let's not forget about that. But the issue with Cam ain't even about him having a bad personality or anything. He's a diva. Like, to the media creates these narratives, and he acts like a baby and a diva in press conferences and whenever the media asks him something he don't feel like talking about. Like,
yo,
you a grown man. Sometimes you gotta face up and deal with it. He cries.
Y'all so soft. Hold on. Let me get my man Scrab in here. Scrab, what was your comment? I disagree with y'all totally.
Yo,
I'm gonna go Scrab.
I gotta agree with Blur on this one. I mean, the man, his press conferences, it's not just about the fashion. I know DJ C. Siren just wants to see the fashion, but I mean,
Dame
the reporters salivate over a Panthers loss because that dude is gonna cry with the best of them. You saw him in the Super Bowl. You knew as soon as they, you know, they play well, they're 15-1. You know, he gives these nice interviews. He's on the sideline hugging his teammates. As soon as they lose a game, it all flips. You know, you gotta lose the right way. You talk about some of these quarterbacks and some of these players on these teams. You know, and you say what you want about Tom Brady, because I mean he had a temper too, but he didn't cry. He just yelled, and that just resonates better with people. But Cam cries, and it's just like he'd be annoying. It's like Beckham. You know, I didn't like Beckham. I mean, he's a diva. So I mean, I gotta agree with him on that. And I would also I love Jeter. It's different. And also, I mean, Mariano Rivera, Jeter. Come on, man. You can't say nothing about Jeter. The man can't be touched. That's a whole show. You should dedicate a whole show to Derek Jeter. Just look at the women Derek Jeter has been with. Has no kids. I mean, the man is like amazing.
I'm not impressed with Jeter's roster. Jeter was the second best shortstop on his own team.
I'm not gonna get riled up. It's not gonna work. You're not gonna do that to me. I mean,
I
was
the second
back.
Best shortstop. He played shortstop and made the other man move. So that tells you something.
That was fine.
And I would say that Tommy Frazier, Charlie Ward, and Danny Wolfel were all better college quarterbacks than Tim Tebow. But I'll leave it at that.
Not statistically. And
I don't know. I'll argue with
every,
that.
When everybody brings up the Jordan, when everybody brings up the Jordan argument, they say six rings. Tim Tebow can pull out three championships. And what you gonna say? I don't. Now,
they didn't win three national championships.
No, Florida won three. He won. He played all 4 years. He won. I thought he won three.
He was his freshman year. He backed up old boy, and he came in and threw the jump pass. I mean, he won two. The other one, he was just on the bench, though.
Well, he was subbing in. Yeah, the other kid was starting because he was a freshman. Yeah, but they did. I thought they won three national championships with Tim Tebow. All right, but anyway, we're getting off. That's the offering. So, anything else on Cam? I think y'all giving Cam a bad rap. I'm not going to defend my man. I think that y'all forget the kind of attitude y'all had when y'all were 20, and I know all of y'all, so I'm not going to put y'all on blast. DJ, I'm sorry. You want to jump in?
No, I'm just going to say that was my whole point, though, if he kind of cleans it up a little bit.
You don't have to clean nothing up. Stop changing the
fragment. I didn't say what he has to do. I'm just saying it doesn't.
Scrap his light skin. He don't agree.
The NFL don't care. He can be mediocre as long as he's not, quote-unquote, troublesome in terms of working with the team, he's going to still be able to be seen.
He's never been a problem. Okay, so you're right, Scrap. Tim Tebow got two. You're right, Scrap. Tim Tebow only got two. But Cam Newton's never been a problem off the field.
I didn't say he was. I'm just
saying.
But I will say that's what we know. You know, like, just like you know there's a lot of things going on in your family that people don't know about, in your workplace that people don't know about, like that's human nature. So there are things going on in the NFL that we don't know about that don't make the news, but may, you know, make some teams leery of signing a guy like Cam Newton. I'm not saying it's conspiracy. I'm just saying, like,
yes,
he may not be the best.
You knew where I was going. You're conspiracy. You're making something up that we don't know. Well, let's just talk about what
we know. Okay, what we know is he hasn't played a game in a long time, and he's injury prone. That's what we know. And he cries on the sideline. I can see that. I can watch the TV and see that. That's a fact.
Yo, some of your best friends have cried on the sideline. You think of them any less? I've seen them.
Yes.
Yeah.
My man, New York, my bad. I was going to get into some other stuff. All right, so I'm done with Cam Newton. West Side Gun, you got anything left on Cam Newton?
I'm done. I just hopefully we beat them in the air.
Rapper Tennessee, don't go too far. We about to start talking about Jada Pinkett's statutory rating, August Alsina, the retarded kid. Anybody else? He's retired. Anybody else got anything left on Cam Newton? You got the floor? That's it? All right, so we're done with Cam Newton. We'll come back to the discussion when it's just the fellas tonight. So, all right, my next topic to discuss. Jada Pinkett out here giving the old goodies to August Alsina. He went on an interview.
Season is goodies. That's great.
Jada Pinkett been around. I guess that's that Baltimore inner.
Get old.
Jada Pinkett's old.
Yes, we're saying season.
Oh, because y'all offended? But she's not the same age as y'all.
Oh, no, she's old.
Stevie, what are you offended for?
What's wrong with a younger man?
Well, that's not my argument.
I mean, you have a younger son. Are you going to be happy with him bringing home a girl that's 30 years older than him? Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot, Robert Tennessee, because no one knows who you are but me. But you have two sons that you love. You going to be cool with them bringing in a woman 30 years older than them?
I mean, maybe
mine ain't going to supply for him. West Side Gun, look at that. West Side Gun, you think your wife is allowing your sons to walk in with women 30 years older than them?
Yeah, I had a couple of jumps.
No one knows y'all, so y'all good. New York, you back live. So if you want to jump in, feel free to jump in. So if you haven't seen it, August Alsina did an interview, and he basically told the business where, you know, him and Jada had a relationship. Will Smith knew about it. But at the end all be all, Jada wanted to stay with Will. August fell in love with her. He just dropped a new album. Has a lot of love songs. He got about 20 songs on that joint. And the question I have is, if this was reversed, if this was R. Kelly and a younger woman, the whole internet would be on fire. But why are we not calling Jada Pinkett a statutory rapist. Is it just because of August Alsina was over 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yes. What the fuck?
But that's not my argument.
But hold on, just real quick, because, okay, so just taking R. Kelly's situations, some situations he dated women that were
over
18.
That is true.
But he was just 50. Mm-hmm. And we still said
he
that
was not 19.
I filed her home from school.
Nobody cared what he did to the people over 18.
Hey, hold on. One at a time. Let me get Rapper Tennessee. Rapper Tennessee, repeat that because we're talking the same time.
You can't compare it to Kelly. I don't think she's like degrading him and making him.
But you don't know. She's from Baltimore. She could be pissing on him. She could be cocking over in the bedroom and spreading her butt cheeks and pissing in August's face.
She's doing something for him to get with Angela Lee and have a whole sit-down conversation about it. She done got his mind.
Blur, what was you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, man, as far as the pedophile thing, don't nobody care what R. Kelly was doing to the grown women, to the people 18 and older. Do what you do. They only care what he was doing to the 16-year-olds. August Alsina, 27 years old. That man grown as hell. He wasn't fucking with Jada 10 years ago, so do what you do. I wish you wouldn't be corny about it, though, and start telling all the business.
It wasn't 10 years ago, but he was 21, 22. Okay, so five, six years ago, which is still rather young. I know, yeah, legally he's over the age, so we don't care, but it still was a pretty young interaction.
Because I disagree with you, Blur, simply for the fact that when that R. Kelly documentary came out, there were women who were of age in that documentary that they spoke with about his predatory behavior, and everyone still said it was creepy because R. Kelly was still 20 to 30 years their senior. And they're saying, what does a 40-year-old have in common with an 18-year-old? Yeah, she's legal, but it still looks bad. So you're right. Legally, should Jada go to jail? No, I'm not saying that. But let's not get it twisted. Jada Pinkett's out here. She out here stealing, you know what I mean? She out here taking the young boys' cakes. And not to mention, like, August Alsina, Andre Joseph's side, his personal story is crazy. Like, he's been through way too much to only be 25, 26, 27. Like, his life story is pretty sad, and I can guarantee he was probably only looking for love, a hug, a mother figure, and Jada showed that to him, and she gave him the Baltimore cakes. And, you know, as a person who lived in Baltimore,
crab cakes.
Some of them women don't have all that filter. You know, I'm just saying, and I love my Baltimore women. Shout out to everybody in Baltimore. I love them. But should we? So New York, I'm gonna go to you. Somebody come to the hill. Yo, it's creepy out here. It's never been this dark. Hey, New York. So what you think about Jada giving August Alsina the case?
Nah, that whole situation is different. Like, I don't even know what this is about. But he wasn't supposed to break the NDA.
True. West Side Gun, what you got?
I think that if Will allowed it, then it is what it is. I mean, they had some consensual thing going on, and
That's true. Is
what it is. So we don't hear about, we don't have nobody sitting on the couch talking about their relationship with Will. So you don't know the other side of the story.
That's true. Rapper Tennessee, you're a young, beautiful woman. You ever prayed on a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old?
16 or 18 is not legal. However, it's up 20% so.
What's an 18-year-old gonna do for you except for spend your money? They don't.
You don't know that.
I know a bunch of 18-year-olds.
They're
dumb.
They might have a lot of, you know, a lot of energy, a lot of sailors. You know
what? DJ, she's sorry.
I'm going to retire her.
Go to die. DJ, she's silent. Are you robbing the cradle with an 18-year-old man if I wasn't with you?
I mean, I like younger men.
Yeah, I mean, you got me. You older than me.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk for more than 3 years. Difference, we could do
four.
10 years. It's three. So, but the thing is, I mean, in August, I've seen him. He's a beautiful man. He is.
He's retarded. All retarded.
I didn't say what his mind is like.
Look,
I just said what his face is like.
I'll go online and say this. I don't know one retarded person that's not beautiful. I love all my retarded people out there. And I don't mean retarded.
You, PC, PC.
Oh, that's right. You told me to stop saying that word. I'm sorry.
It's a new name for it. Like, I'll do this. No, but you can't call it retarded.
No, you can't.
I'm just stating in public.
Or delayed. Yeah.
I think all retarded people are beautiful. And I'm not saying the word. I just think they're all beautiful. I do.
Well, this one is. So the thing is, you know, I just want to address, you know, what people are saying in terms of, and of course, it is because of our society, but, you know, we see someone of age, over 18, involved with someone that's older. Yes, they are of age, but we don't want to address that there are some people who emotionally can be taken advantage of. I'm sorry, men, but you can be taken advantage of by a woman. I know it's hard to fathom, but you know, just because you are a male that's over 18 doesn't mean that someone can't manipulate you. Someone can't, you know, come in and, you know, make you or you know,
make you come.
Hey,
I'm just saying. I mean,
you know, that can take you off of whatever, you know, you're on, and I feel like this is kind of the situation. Because we know that August Alsina has gone through a lot of things emotionally. The life of his father, the life of his brother, taking care of nieces, taking care of siblings. We already know he doesn't have a good relationship with his mother. He's dealing with an autoimmune disease, dealing with RA. He's been in and out of the hospital these last few years. So, I mean, and he was under the age of, you know, doing all this under the age of 30. So, and at the time, under the age of 25. So, we have somebody who is established, who is beautiful, who has money. I'm talking about Jada, you know, who comes in and, I mean, and when you are introduced, or at least by, you know, and I might be wrong about this, as a child's friend, Jaden's friend, and you are introduced to the family as, you know, a friend of the child, and you become and you get in a relationship with the mother. It's just there's some unsavory stuff going on. And as a grown woman, and even if you're in a relationship where you have an open relationship where you can have sexual relationships with other people, I feel like that, you know, you really need to draw the line somewhere. And we probably need to deal with people that are of your own age or closer of your age, because it really does feel like there has been some taken advantage of. Like I said, nothing needs jail time, but really, you know, if this is true and if this happened, there needs some checks to be done, because
oh,
it's questionable behavior. It's very questionable. And what,
let me respond, please. Let me respond to that.
Smith, I don't care if Will Smith says okay. Will Smith is probably fucking a 16-year-old. I don't
know.
Hold on,
hold on, hold on. We're going to get control of this right now.
Blur. Let me respond to that.
Blur, go ahead, Blur. I just want to make sure everybody, sorry, my son walked in. But, yeah, Blur, you got the floor. Go ahead, Blur. And then Young Scrappy.
I'm going to start with love. So, DJC Siren, I love you, you family. Happy anniversary. Everything you said contradicted itself. And I'm going to tell you why. Oh, shit, they out here shooting for real. Damn. He's over 18. He's 20-something. He's 22, 23, 24 years old when this is happening. Not only he's a mature 23, 24-year-old, 25-year-old when this is happening. That's older than most college graduates, so he could have been to the military. He could have been all around the world. He could have fought and died for this country. He could smoke. He could drink. He could vote. He could get $500,000 in student loans in any contract he wants. Damn that emotionally mature stuff. You turn 18, you out in this world on your own. Make the mistakes and learn from it. Somebody can come in and scam you. Maybe they can take advantage of you. Maybe. You're an adult now. You should learn how to protect yourself before you turn 18. And if he was dealing with all this stuff that he was dealing with, whatever it was, I don't really know his story, but whatever it was he was dealing with and raising people at a young age, he's not your average 20-something-year-old. He should be more mature than that.
Young Scraggy, you want to jump in?
Yeah. I mean, first, I got to say happy anniversary, DJ C-Sire. My bad. I should have let off with that with the show. That's a beautiful
thing.
Why
are y'all wishing her happy anniversary
y'all?
Like I didn't marry? Like, I don't get none of this?
After her comments, I'm scared of her. I feel like she might manipulate this whole shit. So I'm just going to – I'll say it to her. Not seriously. But I mean, based on her comments and Blur's comments, like, I agree with both of you, and I disagree with both of you. So, yes, at 18, you can do all those things. At 21, you can do a bunch of other things. But these are just arbitrary numbers. Like, these are numbers that are created by society. It doesn't really dictate where you are in your life maturity-wise. Now, you can experience a bunch of things before the age of 16, 17, 18, but life experiences accumulate, and that's where you really start to grow and you really start to reflect and you really start to come of your own. And regardless of the amount of experiences you accumulate before a certain age, I still do not think that you will be as prepared for those or as mature to handle those decisions or those events as you would be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the road. Now, what I will say also, as far as what DJ C. Siren was saying, you know, I do agree that I think she said unsavory, so I'll combine that with the cakes. I'll just say unsavory cakes. Like, it's not a good look with Jada. This isn't something that, like, that's, to me, this is the whole thing is Jada and how she looks in this situation. Because I'm not a huge fan of Jada Pinkett. I used to be. And I was just talking to the wife about this. I gotta watch the Red Table Talk. I don't really watch it, but she just seems real extra to me. And she always seems like the type of person that's just not happy with whatever's going on, regardless of however it's happening. And she just seems like she's always trying to get some attention. That's just my opinion. I know it's biased, but it's just not a good look that you can't find anybody else but your kid's friend. It's legal. You can do it, but damn, that don't mean you have to.
All right, so I will open the floor to West Side Gun, Rapper TT, Tennessee. Y'all got any comments?
This is the only alleged person we know about, so who knows who else, you know.
She took Tupac buns when he was young.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly they're supposed to be swingers anyway. So, I mean, this probably, this guy's just heard, he's, you know, about him being young, he's running his mouth. There's probably other people and probably different, you know, younger people also that they both probably have, you know, being
the only way I let swingers in is if, like, they would toss DJ C Siren salad, because I'm not tossing any salad. So if there's somebody out there that wants to eat my wife's butthole, you're more than welcome.
Remy, I just learned that word, Remy.
Remy?
Remy.
No, that's
what it's called.
It's your anniversary. Man. You know you're supposed to be doing that.
Hold on. What'd you say, Scrappy?
It's your anniversary. Like, you got to be doing that. That's Atlanta's the capital of that. You ain't know that?
No, I thought that's why you went down there.
Atlanta's
the capital of that. I don't live in Atlanta. I live in Virginia. I'm not eating any butthole, man. Corn doesn't even digest. Like, what if you in there, yo, you just start chewing on a piece of corn on the cob because y'all had a barbecue July 4th weekend? That's a bad, like, I could never forget. I could never look you in your eye as a man.
You can look at the other eye, though.
The other eye got pink eye from you eating butthole. That's how you get pink eye. Everybody. So, you think August Alsina, if he wants to eat your butthole, feel free to take him from Jada. So I ain't doing it.
Okay, I can't get that.
Will was cool with it.
Will's definitely eating butthole. You can tell he doesn't even, his beard don't even look right.
I know.
You know, he's
well,
you can't
see of a Philly native. I know, I love Will Smith. I think he's one of the best comedic actors ever. Yeah. Comedic actors.
Mm.
Who's funnier? Eddie Murphy, that's it.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase isn't. Don't you ever. It's Black Lives Matter.
I don't care. Can I name white people?
I love white people. Chevy Chase is hilarious.
Bill Murray.
No, get them Canadians out of here.
Love Canadians.
You love white people.
They're all right.
Oh, you love white people.
I like black people more.
I don't think you do. I think you're about 50-50. Go ahead, Blair. We got off on the tangent.
I like that works of art.
No, I actually think it's a lot of people just add, it may be even funnier than Will Smith as an actor. He's still a great actor. But why are we talking about August Alsina and Jada Pinkett, like, I ain't gonna say, like, looking at the Jada Pinkett side of it, is nobody concerned about how corny this dude coming off? Now, granted, they did the whole Red Table talk like a year or so ago, and Jada admitted, they said or whatever, hey, we live under the same roof, I'm gonna be on this side doing my thing, you're gonna be on that side doing your thing. August Alsina made his comments on how he cared about her. She liked the person that he lives for. But it was still all speculation. Am I the only person who thinks it's real corny for him to come out and start confirming stuff that he'd been sleeping with a married woman, that her husband knew about it? Like, that seemed like real corny to me. There's no way I would listen to this dude's music. I was never really a fan to begin with. I couldn't name any of his songs. But I'm definitely not listening now. Like, how are we allowing this? Like, who is okay in this?
Well, in my personal opinion, and I'll jump to you, New York, in case you got something to add in. The reason why I don't care is because of, again, you said you don't know. August Alsina has been, like, his life has been a tragedy. And I think that he's emotionally unstable. Hence why someone as good-looking as him, according to my wife, is out here smashing down 60-year-old cakes. Like, do you know how many 20-year-old cakes is out there? Like, why are you bunning up a bald 60-year-old?
Same reason why 18-year-olds like old-ass R. Kelly.
Money. He has money, though.
Celebrity. Money.
If I was 27 and
I think you really
Jada Pinkett said, gave me the okay. Will Smith gave me the okay.
But would you be her boyfriend? You would still be out in these streets. I know you, Westside God. This is before your wife.
Right, but I would benefit off of that.
Right, you would smash her old cheeks for dough.
I would say, hey, Will.
But
he's
in love with her, and that's his like life partner.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not saying that about anyone 30 years old.
Will and Jada got my pockets right, and I was 27. Yeah, I say okay, Will. Yeah, let's do that.
Man, you gotta stop disrespecting Jada, man. She's not 60 years old, man. She's not. There's only a 20-year difference between them two.
Yo, how old is my nephew?
Well, she doesn't look. You know what I mean? She cares and stuff.
Oh,
I mean, she looks pretty. Right. Looking at the age. I mean,
no, she looks old.
You old.
Mama looks
young.
Better than her, to be honest with you.
I would knock her dump she mama
was,
off,
I
too, but
better.
I wouldn't tell her I love her.
I mean, some 30-year-olds. I mean, she's better fit.
Well, we're not talking about smashing every 30-year-old.
We're just looking at, you know,
I'm just saying, if you're a young
Thundercat,
48, so Jada Pinkett is 48. Thank you, Westside. If you're a young Thundercat that
best
can get
Hollywood age,
50. You a color bitch. Look. All I'm saying is, if you're a young Thundercat, go ahead, Westside. Go ahead.
I said I'll be 44 next month. Yeah.
You too old for Jada. But like, if you're a young Thundercat. That can get to Jada Pinkett Smith's cheeks. Do you know how many cheeks you can get to? Like, Jada Pinkett is famous. She has money. If you can get to her cheeks, you can get to, I'm just throwing this out there, a Kim Kardashian cheeks.
Maybe
why would you want to settle?
Maybe it's about to say that he has, you know, emotional
issues. He's retarded. Which is why I'm saying she's the predator because she's predicating on a kid
who has emotional issues.
Mm-hmm. That's looking for that love. Looking for that love. And the thing is, yeah, it might be corny. Well, they did it. So, I mean, Blur, if you're saying why it's corny, he's saying it. What, is it corny because it happened or is it corny because he said it? But the thing is, some people emotionally.
As a man, it's a man law, Gina. You wouldn't understand. You don't talk when you meet. Like, when I started knocking you off, I didn't tell all the homies that I was knocking you off. I just said, you know, me and her cooling right now.
Okay, thank you. So, the point is, but if you, like I said, we're talking about people's emotional, like, even men don't look at it that way. And you might say, I'm talking about in terms of, oh, I can't say anything, or I'm not going to say anything. And plus, they're celebrity-ish. I mean, you don't know all this Aquafina. I do. I follow him on Instagram. But the thing is, I like his music. It's okay.
We should send him.
He still looks sexy. No, you have to see his other pictures.
We should send him Reading Rainbow.
Anyway.
I'll support you in your love for all.
Reading is
things.
Fundamental. But anyway.
You see the shoe?
And if he fell in love with her and it didn't end up the way he wanted to, don't tell me
you can't
that,
fall in love with
that people don't go running their mouths about being upset or talking about something that you thought was more than what it
you can't
ended
think
up being.
More
so, no, I don't
matter.
Think it's corny.
If a young thumbnail.
But that's what makes it corny.
It's not like she's out here, like, cheating, like, you know, more. It's more of a sexual thing that he's probably a part of family functions. He's there. You know, I mean, they're in a relationship like that.
Yeah, she's old. He's got to carry her groceries.
He's around a mama and daughter.
Yeah, so it's not like it's an affair where she's keeping it from her husband type thing. I mean, this is a consensual, you're with your family every day.
But he still can't fall in love. That's rule number one. Don't ever fall in love. I'm still not sure. I fell in love with my wife. I've been told at a young age, don't fall in love. You can't love these hoes. And I'm not calling my wife a hoe, of course. But that's what Biggie told me earlier. You can't fall in love. That's the rule.
And you love.
I mean, we've all got slipped up and caught feelings from time to time. And that's cool. You suck that shit up. You man up and deal with it. You don't go start doing interviews and telling everybody business.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can say this is. I don't know if he's lying about it, but it is fodder for the new album.
Hey.
We know this. I mean,
come on. Hey, that's like, hey, Blur.
You
segue.
You're talking about hair. Look at his face.
Hey, you segue to a good conversation. This is an interesting discussion. Blur brought up a good point. DJ, she signed. I'm gonna go with you first. When's the first time that you told someone you love them and realized they love someone else?
I never told anyone that I love them except
Damn.
For you.
Really? Oh, aren't I lucky? Anybody want to share any stories? I won't put nobody on the spot.
But there was someone I wanted to date. I didn't say I love you. But I did want
well, just
to.
Get just somebody.
Yeah, and I
like,
wanted
August,
to be in a
yeah,
and I wanted
people.
To be in a relationship.
Like, oh, you liked them, but you realized they loved.
But he was, yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, pretty hardcore about it. It was just like, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, did it hurt?
Yeah, I was upset about it.
Did you cry?
Probably.
So how did he break down? Did he like tell you, or did you just find out? Because I'll just tell you my personal situation. I really liked the girl, and then I realized that she liked somebody else because she had his, like, football jerseys and T-shirts in her bedroom. And I was like, damn. And then, like, he had a bottle of Hennessy in the refrigerator. And I looked at her. I was like, you don't drink Hennessy. And I was like, I'm about to drink this shit. She's like, oh, no, you can't drink that. And I was like, damn, she really likes him. I drank that shit anyway. But I just waited until she went to sleep. I was like, man, I really like this. She don't like me. Anybody else want to share? I don't want to put nobody on the spot.
But, I'll hop in.
All right, go ahead, Scrap.
I was dating this chick in high school, and I really liked her. It was like the first serious relationship I was ever in. And, you know, before that, I never really took it that seriously. You know, I didn't spend too much time. You just, you know, have a chick, whatever, and not a big deal. But I really like this chick, and you know, you can kind of tell those young relationships, it's not going too well after a while, and I kind of caught the vibe that that's how she felt. And a bunch of us was going out, went out to the harbor, downtown Baltimore, and she was there with her girls. I was there with my boys, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get real drunk. And I drank a shit ton of Bacardi Limon with a buddy of mine. And, oh, man. I got alcohol poisoning. I think I probably told you I got alcohol poisoning when I was in high school, but that was the reason why. So I was out, passed out. My dad was gone. My dad was in Korea, and I just drank. It was one of them classic, like, stupid kid sort of decisions. I'm just going to keep drinking, and just to piss her off, and I'm going to keep getting drunk, and I'm going to make a fool of myself to make her mad, just making myself look like an idiot. But that shit did hurt, but I made it a point in life to never, like, get that close to a girl again. It took a long time. So yeah, that shit hurts. I mean, I don't know if I ever told you that story, but Bacardi Limon, never drank it again, ever.
Look, I'm going to put you on the spot because I love you, because no one knows you but the people around us know you. If that happened to you in high school, like, you had a kid about 2 years later. So you got pretty close with a girl real quick.
Nah, man, I was a sophomore in high school, and I had a kid 3 years later. So, you know, those years, they take a long time when you're young. You know, like, it's like dog years.
You're right. Oh, man, good topic. Anybody else want to share? Like I said, I don't put nobody on the spot. I just find it, I don't mind sharing, because it's old stuff. It's bad stuff. I ain't worried about nobody no more. So,
yeah. No, yeah, it didn't hurt that bad because I wasn't really out there open like that. But I did tell them I wanted to be in a relationship, and it didn't really work.
What was the response? Like, how? Because we've never had any, like, real conversations for the 8 years we've been married. Like, because you didn't even tell me you wanted to be in a relationship with me.
No, because probably after this I was scarred, and I knew I shouldn't have done it.
Look, I tried to make it clear with you just when we started dating. I was like, because I had to figure out everything on my end. And I really liked you, JC Star. She was cool. She had a good heart. She had a good spirit to her. And I didn't want to mess up anything. So I asked someone that, said, hey, what are we? And she was like, I'm too old to be having labels. You know, if it works out, it works out. And for the first moment, I was like, oh, I can go out here and run through everything and she ain't going to care. But then I realized that wasn't
what I meant.
That wasn't what she meant at all. But I feel like I got the okay.
No, the response was basically, I don't know, I'm too messed up right now to be in a relationship kind of thing. I have to work on myself before I get in a relationship.
She told me she didn't want to be in a relationship. I was like, okay. And then next thing I know, she told me I couldn't move to Arizona with Hope. So that, and then we got married. This is my sad story.
It's very sad.
But, all right, so anybody else, nobody else want to share? New York, dear, you want to share anything? I'm pretty sure you got some wild stories.
Yeah, I got a couple as well. So, I was in a relationship with a girl that was married to a military guy in Italy. My heart, I just, it was crazy. I never been played like that on a scale like that's cut me deep. I definitely after that one, I started thinking different. Then the next relationship that I got in after that, I mean, this is how I know she was deeply in love with me, because she keyed my car. Every time a girl goes to that extent, that's how you know they deeply love me. I don't know, because I probably like the crazy joints a little bit, but yeah, and that relationship, I thought, yeah, I was about to make shorty my wife. I was really about to settle down everything perfect. But some shit came and bit me in the ass. It didn't work out, you know what I mean? And that one hurt too, but yeah, She definitely keep my car. She try to pop my tire. You know, it's so crazy. She keep my car, but she works at Geico. She want to try to my stuff with it.
Does the damage
and
then comes out
not it. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, why do you think that? Because I have a hard time with this. Why do you think that if a girl messes up your stuff, she loves you a lot? Because I just think the woman is crazy. Because if a woman loves you a lot and you mess up and she's upset with you, she just leave you. Because my car been messed up before. That's terrible. My car got messed up, and it wasn't because I did anything wrong. I had a girl give me a hug. Oh, long story. Shout out to my man, Hope. Not sure where he at tonight, but he in Arizona, so he probably got COVID.
Stop.
I love him. Love him like a brother. He is a brother. So, you know, my man, we get back from a party. My man's like, yo, I got hop in the shower. I got shorty coming over to you. Let her in the door. Because I ain't had nobody coming over tonight. I was like, all right, cool. You know, it was a long night for me. I said, yo, I'll let her in. You know, go upstairs, do what you got to do, get ready for whatever. He goes upstairs, knock at the door. I see Shorty. She goes to college with us. She's a great girl. She says, hey, Gun, gives me a hug. I said, hey, what up? I ain't going to put her business out there. Hey, what up? Give her a hug. I'm like, yo, hold upstairs in the shower and all stuff. Feel free going upstairs. I'm going to sit down here. So I shut the door. The next day, my car all messed up. Like, windows is messed up, everything. And I was like, yo, what happened? She's like, I saw that bitch you hugged in your apartment. I was like, yo, that wasn't even for me. That was for a hoe. Like, I was ready to say his real name. It was for hoes. And she, like, messed up my whole car. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, and she was like, I just love you that much. And I'm like, that ain't love. That's crazy.
You should have pressed charges.
That's a good segue. Rapper Tenna T. You ever mess with my car up? No?
No.
DJ T. Sorry, you ever broke somebody's
car? I have not cared enough to mess up nobody's property.
I still don't think you do. I honestly still don't think you do.
Did not care. Even when I had people's property that was, I thought, somewhat valuable, and you think you're just going to keep it, no. I packed that shit up, put it in a box, and left it in the door.
Yeah. Well, I still got one of your ex-boyfriend's hard drive or something.
You probably do. You've got a couple of things from that boyfriend, but that was different.
Hey, shout out to him. Between him and Extra Money and Fatty, they helped me with my computer stuff. Shout out to DJ Cesar, ex-boyfriend who's a computer nerd. I had to come up on a lot of stuff. So, rapping T, 10 and T, you know, nothing?
No, never keyed anybody's car or did anything like that.
What do you think about women who do that?
I feel like they shouldn't. You know, like,
do you have empathy for them? Like, I understand, or do you think, oh, no?
No, I guess I don't quite understand. But it's still like if somebody gets you that angry, it ain't working. You know, just walk away. You know, you're done. That's kind of how I kind of operate in the past.
Done. Yeah.
That's it.
He ain't coming back.
You know, if they hurt you that bad, you feel like you got to hurt them by, you
well,
know,
like New York running
out of their car, then, you know. What's going to happen after that? You going to take him back?
And well, New York saying he go back every time. He told, so what you tell New York? Oh, man, I see the way you love me. Let me buy you some Tim's. Mm-mm. New York probably bought Tim's and some polo. Some polos. A pink polo.
No.
Yeah. Like ponies.
My man, New York, New York. You wild. That's crazy, though.
Big ponies.
Big pony polos.
That's right.
All right. So what about you, bud? You got anything? Anybody mess up your car or anything?
Nah, man, my dick ain't that good. Ain't nobody fucking up my shit.
Shut up.
That's the way to breathe honesty. That's the way to breathe honesty. So hey, I ain't mad at you, bro. All right, what else we got, man?
Wait, hold on. Before you move, let me just say this. I got a teenage son. If he want to bring home Nia Long or Regina Hall, pat that man on the back. That's all I'm going to do. Go ahead and do you, boy. Taught you well.
Would you try to holler at her? Like,
not if he brought him home, but Nia Long, if he got it like that, I'm like, yo, I'm going out with you next time. We doing it together.
Bruh, you are lying. If Nephew brung home me along, I know you. You shooting your shot.
Nah, not at all. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I would never step on my son's toes. Never that. But we going out again. We doing this together next time.
So you shooting your shot.
Nah, not at me alone. Not at nobody. If my family bring you home, you off limits. But clearly we can go, we got good taste. So we're going to go out together. We're going to find some more just like us.
I could comment on that family bring you home, you off limits, because I there's been some some unconfirmed cases. But I've known you since I was a kid, so we'll have those jokes offline.
And FYI, Nia Long and Regina Hall, both older than Jada Pinkett.
Regina Hall, who's that? That's Friday, right? Regina Hall's 227?
That's Regina King.
Regina King?
Regina
Hall. A lot of Regina. Is that like a slave name?
She's from DC too, right? Just like
A. Marie?
Yeah. You know, Girls Trip. She was on Girls Trip. She was the main character of that.
She's in a movie with Kevin Hart, too. What movie that was? With Terrence J.
She was the black chick in all the scary movies?
Yeah, scary movies.
Yeah.
She was the black chick.
I don't remember
the
movies.
With the Wayans brothers.
I know.
She was like Sean's or Marlon's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's tough. Is that new now?
No, but Jason, you always say that. I'm sorry. Beach Bum Gun. You always confuse her.
So that's Hustle and Flow.
No, that's the three you confuse.
Are you black?
He gets Nunu confused.
He gets Laura London. He gets Laura London, Regina Hall, and Taraji.
How old is Nunu? Is she date
she's
rate?
Younger.
She's younger than me.
She's probably your age.
Is it creepy?
Maybe
oh, okay.
a couple years younger.
Right, I just have to make sure. ATL, no, she was kind of young. She played.
I mean, if you want to get with Lil Wayne's baby mama, go ahead.
I don't trust anything Lil Wayne does.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's she's Lil Wayne's baby mama. Laura London. That's Nunu?
Yes.
She was probably on
Nipsey,
baby.
Yeah.
Oh no. Nah. Rest in peace, Nipsey. Nah, I can't do that.
But she is Lil Wayne's baby mama.
Oh man, Nipsey followed after Wayne. I guess I'm mean if you're in the industry. I never understood that about the industry. Like, I feel like I would find a girl that no one else had.
Yeah.
Like, we were just, okay, so me and DJ Cisano, totally on the off ramp. Me and DJ Cisano was riding up there. It was an 8-hour trip. We were talking about, I had a discussion about how great Puffy's Press Play album was. It's probably one of the most underrated albums. Like, it's just a great party record. And then it developed into a conversation prior about how, like, Puffy and Albie Shore both got the same baby mama as Kim Porter. Rest in peace, she's dead. I don't mean anything disrespectful about this. But she's never said anything bad about either of them. And they both claim that they love her to death.
Pimpin'.
You think that's all it was? Like she must have did something to them because, like, they didn't fight over her. They all got kids by her. You never heard anything about money when it came to them. And I'm rambling right now because I forgot the point I was making.
I think she just handled her stuff like a grown-up, man. She handled her stuff like a grown woman. So everything was over with her, and I'll be sure by the time she got with Puff, like, it was a done deal, shut down. So when Puff stepped in, there was no baby daddy, no ex situation that he had to deal with. And again, they just handled it like adults.
Nah, it was a little overlap there because I want to say that I was watching the documentary on Reels. So Albie Shore wrote Forever My Lady, and that was about Kim Porter. And when she wrote Forever My Lady, when Albie Shore wrote Forever My Lady about Kim Porter, of course, that was Puffy Group Jodeci. I want to say Kim was with Puffy a year later. I think I saw that on the Real documentary. I didn't research that. I don't know how we got here. There was definitely some overlap there, but it just wasn't any drama.
And I don't think she was married to Albie Shore. I think they was just, had the kid together. Were they married?
Married doesn't matter. When would you start having babies by somebody?
Well, no, I'm just saying. He may have loved her, but, I mean, y'all ain't married. You could always let her go and go find you another one. I mean, that's my mindset on it. So,
I mean, I agree with you, but I'm just saying that they, I mean, I'll be sure is on record talking about how much he loved Kim Porter. But that's semantics. I mean, we ain't got to talk about that. What else we got to talk about? COVID rings, rapper TT just bounced out. So she wanted to talk about, like, they have rings now that let you know that the NBA players are going to wear it and let them know if they are infected with COVID or not. And why do we have rings that show if you're infected without a vaccine yet? Like, I feel like we're hustling backwards. Like, are we just trying to find out who's infected, or are we trying to figure out how to cure this thing? Or at least try to remediate the symptoms. So have y'all heard anything with the COVID rings? Or should I wait for Dr. Rapper TG to come back up? 10 to 2. Have you heard about it? So what do you think?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, you can never have too much information. I don't think it tells you specifically if you got it, but it tracks you and everything, and it does track certain vitals. I mean, I don't know if it's hustling backwards because, you know, again, information is information. Data is data. Get as much information as you can about yourself, who you're coming in contact with, who they're going in contact with. It could never hurt.
That's true. All right, well, we'll wait till Rapper Tennessee gets back. Hey, so let's talk about this Barstool Sports. Have y'all seen this in the news with a Barstool Sports guy? He was filmed. The Barstool Sports is a big, basically sports information, sports what do you call it now? Not news, but content creator. It's a big sports content creator based out of Boston. He's been on film, like old footage has been revealed, and he's dropping the N-word. He's saying nigger, right? Now, when he's saying nigger the first time, it's within a rap song. So he's rapping a Ja Rule song and he's dropping nigger. And I forgot what the second one was about.
Fire Festival.
Yeah, go ahead. Shout out to Ja Fire Festival. I don't know why everybody got mad at Ja and the Fire Festival was getting canceled. Everything got canceled this year. But I guess it's COVID. It ain't really. But okay, so I guess my question is it okay? So this is where I want to take this, because I'm pretty sure we've all been to concerts. Young Scrap, I'll go first, see if you've been to a concert. Are you cool with white people saying the N-word if they're rapping the lyrics at a concert? Young Scrappy, you still there, Young Scrappy?
Yeah, I'm here. Am I cool with it? Nah, I'm not.
Do you give it a pass, I guess, is my question. Not are you cool with it, but you just give it a pass because they're at a concert.
No, you don't. I mean, I think people just got to know your role, you got to know your place, and that ain't it. So, nah, no pass.
Okay, so now this guy at Barstool Sports, they're trying to actually call for his job. Do you think he should be fired for it? Now, mind you, this video, I want to say, is 10 years old. So it's about a decade.
I'm not a big fan of the let's dig up the old tape and let's you know, fire a guy for rapping on a song 10 years ago. I mean, I think we're better than that. Like, we can make better decisions than that and not just snap to, hey, we cancel this show, we do this or that. I mean, I think there are no rules. You just got to take it case by case. And in that case, I would say, no, you shouldn't lose your job. But, you know, he may get downgraded. He may, you know, may not get a promotion when he was supposed to. I don't know. You just handle it in another way than just like, all right, we're going to take this dude's job. But I don't know the whole background behind it. But I think we just had these knee-jerk reactions sometimes. And I don't think they're necessary. But I don't think you should get a pass either. So I'm all over the place.
Westside Gun?
Yeah, I used to work security for Lil Wayne concerts, and unfortunately, the whole population of the crowd is white. And unfortunately, when he recites those lyrics, who do you think's reciting those lyrics?
Okay.
So I can understand it. I get it. But at the same time, I'm a 90s kid, so I'm looking at them like, this is what it's came to.
Yeah, I mean, rap has become the most popular music in the world.
Exactly.
And rap uses nigga a lot. So, I mean, I don't know. Blur, what you got?
Yeah, no, it's not cool with me. I don't give it a pass at all. I mean, you can censor yourself. There's nothing to it. Don't use rap lyrics as the opportunity to spit your shit, something you've been trying to get out. Nah, censor your shit the same way you would any other time. You can't say some shit around somebody else. You ain't gonna say that around me. I mean, I ain't never been to a little. I might have been to a Lil Wayne concert. Probably has at a club, not like a real concert. But nah. I'm not with that. I think Kendrick Lamar or somebody stopped the white girl who's on stage singing this song, and she said it, and he was like, nah, we ain't having that up here. Nah, that it don't fly with me.
New York.
Hold up, remind me on the question again.
Are you cool with white people saying nigger in rap songs?
Oh, I mean, yeah, in a concert. Let me see. I feel like if it's a person in front of me or around me in arm's reach, yeah, like Scrappy said, I'm going to have to do my due diligence. But at the same time, you know what I mean, if multiple people on that concert, you can't stop everybody. I mean, if you can get to one, you know, and change their perspective, that's all it takes.
Okay. Rapper Tennessee, what you think? You out of it?
I'm out of it. But no, I don't think it's appropriate for white people to be saying it. You know, but I have other thoughts about that too.
Why? You can say it. Don't nobody know your name but me.
I don't think it's appropriate for any of us.
Oh, definitely. Now, see, I agree. Go ahead, DJ, you sign. I'll let you get it. Yeah.
I mean, it's really. It don't count, but whenever I'm at a concert and I know the chorus is going to be in heavy, I just look around.
Hey, why do you look for it?
No, I look and I say, y'all better not. And I look people in the eyes and I'll be like, don't even. Now, they might not pay me much attention and it's not like I follow through on it, but I feel like I need to at least let them know I don't condone. But
why is it okay for black people?
That's a good question. If we're trying to.
But the thing is, if you look at the majority of these concerts, the people paying money for these tickets are suburban white kids. It ain't us.
But still, we're saying in the song.
I mean, why
are we even putting it out? Should we rise above that? No,
I get
it's 400 years old.
Try it, Martin. Rapper Tennessee. They don't know about you, young buck. They don't know. You don't know about that Public Enemy.
I mean,
the funny thing is, as I've gotten older, I agree with rapper Tennessee. Is it Tennessee? Is it Tennessee? Like, how much was you getting the keys for? Like, hold up. I know you in the drug industry. Hold up. When I was younger, I said it all, you know, you my nigga, that's my nigga. I said it all the time. And it wasn't until, like, I got older and, like, a white person said to me, you know I'm down with that nigga shit. And I was like, I had to check him with it, right? Because it was a dude I liked. He's cool. He's good people. But I had to check him on it. And I was like, damn, if he hears me saying it to my friends and he considers me a friend and he loves rap music, like he's the first one who texts me in the morning, I'm like, yo, did you hear the new Jeezy? And like I get it, it's music, it is what it is, but I don't ever want, I guess the easiest way to say it is, as I got older I realized I don't need to refer to people I love as niggas. And then when I had a child, I looked at him and I said, I don't want anyone, including his own friends, referring to him as a nigga. I gave him his name for a reason. That's how you refer to him. He's supposed to be respected as such. So I'm with Rap Paternity. I don't think we should be saying it at all, but I understand that, you know, if you want to say you grew up like that, I can't knock you.
99.
I don't think Drake should say it at all.
99% of the time, if you're at a stoplight and you hear music bopping, look over to your left or your right, and then you look over and you're like, okay, the culture has changed.
It has.
So it's almost, you can't, I mean, you know,
But are you cool with them saying, this culture is worldwide now. Rap is the most popular music in the world.
But in the 90s, it was us bumping the music at the stoplight.
But now it's them. Now it's everybody.
Right.
It ain't
everybody.
Even them. It's everybody.
I looked over, it was an Asian dude bumping music.
I mean, they love Wu-Tang.
Right. So it's shifted. The culture,
Wu-Tang's only dropped one.
The culture shifted. And that you could, all, only thing you could do is shrug your shoulders and say, wow, okay. And
as long as you don't say it to me. Go ahead, DJ.
Right.
I think growing up, just because I heard it in my household all the time.
Your dad said it a lot.
But it wasn't a term of endearment.
No.
It was used as its original use as a derogatory term and not to be used for anyone that you like.
Right.
So, yeah, I used it. But I used it in that way. It was the same way if I said MF, if I said bastard, if I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't in a positive, if I used it, it wasn't in really a positive manner.
Right.
And even though I listened to music that did use it like that, it just still, traditionally, I still saw it as derogatory.
Yeah.
So that's how I do it now. I kind of, it's filtered out, and I try and don't use it anymore just because it's just, I mean, I guess I can use other derogatory terms when referring to people.
Just being my bitch.
But, you know, it didn't have a positive connotation at all.
Westside, got to talk about facts. All right, look, man, it's been an hour and a half. I'm on vacation. I love you all. Shout out to Young Scrappy and Blur for staying on the line and didn't shut down the show when everything collapsed.
Oh, no, y'all just reminded me about something. I actually wanted to get DJ T-Sired opinion on something. I know she into stuff like this. I was hoping to hear PG opinion on it too, but I guess I won't get that. Let me ask you, DJ T-Sired, what you think about all the white people saying they ain't going to voice black characters in cartoons anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think Apu was a little offensive, truthfully, even though I do love what's your man?
Will Smith?
No, who voices Apu?
Always
I've seen
that.
Your baseball show.
Dan Levitard?
The comedy.
Oh, Homer Simpson.
No.
Yeah, Apu from Homer Simpson's.
No.
Yeah, the baseball show. Fuck.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm going to take the, I don't know. We can get voice actors that are actually of the race or of the accent that you want.
No, you can't, because they had that problem with Transformers when they made the nigga Transformers, and they had the voice of the hip-hop Transformers, and people got offended because it was stereotypical. Because you could say, hell, if those Transformers aren't black or white, white people can voice them like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I guess you can get voice actors that's going to mirror the character, so maybe they need to change, and instead of white actors voicing black characters, or
but if they're not black or white, it shouldn't matter. Like if they're a lion in Lion King, it's a lion, it's a cartoon lion.
Well, they're talking about like Apu, he's an Indian, so of course, like I said, old dude from your baseball show. Yeah, dude from Brockmeyer voices Apu, like. You know, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blur, you watch too much TV.
And so, I mean, I guess I can agree with it. I mean, what's your take on it, Blur? Because I don't know. I guess I'm kind of a traditionalist. Like, I, you know, I hated it when, like, what was it? Like Scooby-Doo or, you know, in a cartoon in mid, you know, fifth season, and they changed the voice actor, and you could tell it was off a little bit, and it just kind of messed up the whole story for you. I'm a little bit scared like that. Like, if it was something that I was really into and they changed the actor, sometimes the change in the voice actor can kind of get you down. So I don't want them to change. But I understand, I think it is a little bit important to you know, not caricature someone's culture, I guess.
See, I'm a little torn, because when I first heard it, and I don't know who I heard it from first, maybe it's Kirsten Bell or somebody. I'm like, yo, this is so stupid. Like, one, you're playing a fictional character, but I understand, because people get mad about fictional characters. But you're not, this is different from people wearing blackface. Like, you're just a voice. I think, especially since one of our best voice actors are black people, I don't care. Like, just, if you can make a funny voice, if you can bring the character to life, I'm kind of with it. And I really think it's going to backfire, because what's going to wind up happening is we're going to go back to a situation where we're not seeing black characters in animated shows, because for whatever reason, they already got the white actor. So we're like, oh, we did have a black character, but we're going to have to change him to a white character, because we already got this white actor or actress scheduled. We already got them on the payroll. So, like, I think it's going to backfire. But I do kind of understand, because I do want more black people to have these opportunities. But this ain't it. I don't think this is it. I think this is like a step in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Are y'all done talking about this nerd shit so I can go drink and enjoy my vacation?
What? Whatever.
You know I love y'all. I'm trying to get out of here early.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree.
You want to respond? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I definitely agree, Blair. It's like you kind of think both ways. It's like, you know, are we not going to see black characters because now they don't want to take the extra step to look into black voice actors, because now you have to, you know, hire the person that's the color of your character. So let's not create the character.
That was my first thought, because the girl, Kirsten Bell, she said she's not going to voice, her show ain't even come out yet, I think, or it just came out. She said she's not going to voice the black character. They said, all right, we're going to create a new character for you to play. So I'm like, all right, so I guess that means I'm just going to write off the black character completely. Like, I think I think we're heading in the wrong direction.
Right. Because, I mean, they're not going to get rid of Kristen Bell. I mean, she's too much of a pull. So they still want her to voice something. And so there you go. Okay, instead of her voicing the black actor or at black character, we'll just make her ambiguous and or white character. I love Kristen Bell.
Yeah, I just heard that. We're trying to defund the police, and this is what they give us when we're trying to defund the police. And I'm like, yo, this is all the way wrong direction. People just doing too much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
All right, so I'm on vacation time. Y'all got anything else? We out of here. I love y'all. It's been great having y'all tonight. Rapper Tennessee, you want to say anything to the people before we roll?
No, it was fun. I enjoyed talking to everybody.
I know y'all are running after the kids. I appreciate it. My man, West Side Gun, blah! Buffalo Kids. Anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Montana, Nevada. That's it.
What the hell is that?
Is that what the product is? Montana, Nevada. DJ Cesar, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Y'all have a good week.
Hey, sorry to cut y'all off early tonight, but, you know, I'm trying to party with my folks. Young Scrabby.
Nah, hey, happy anniversary, y'all. And hey, Beast Gun, you need to handle your business down in Atlanta. Home of the break. Get it done.
My man, Blur, you got anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Man, thanks for taking the time to have the show tonight. Appreciate the sacrifice. If anybody out there knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows Regina Hall, she's only 10 years older than me, I'll take that. And if you're not tossing salad on your anniversary, what are you even married for?
Hey, you can feel free to toss your sister-in-law salad.
Invite people to my butthole.
She's about to eat some peanuts, too.
I just ate almonds.
All right, man, I'm out of here. Good rapping y'all tonight. Sorry to cut the show off early, but I got to celebrate some good time with my folks that I haven't seen in a while. Our kids are still up running around somewhere, so that's scary. So we're going to end New York. You always got our words to live by. Take us out, man, and I'll see y'all next week when I get back on the East.
Look, so stay safe, stay well protected. I mean, if you're young, please don't go looking for love and these sugar mamas that treat you dirty every time, but don't talk about it. Don't break that NDA. Other than that, y'all, please stay safe.
My man, I'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.